Fender's Electric.
Good morning, Bernie. It's Amy Nelson.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Things are winding down a little bit, so I think I'm getting ready to get this thing moving.
Okay. Okay. All right. So the program we've spoken about was the Google Guaranteed. The upfront cost on that is just the $250 application fee to get everything set up and get the application processed. I'll refresh your memory that the application itself, the maximum amount of time that it takes to get it completely approved is the very maximum, which I don't see it take this long very often, is the 4 to 8 weeks. You have all the pieces of the puzzle in place, meaning you have the business license, insurance, you can pass the background check, you have a verified Google rating of 5 stars with 12 verified reviews. So everything should be good to go. Once we process the $250 application fee, the only thing I need from you is to set the client onboarding and for you to complete the application itself. The application is going to be very simple. It's uploading the business documents. You're also going to include your social security number and driver's license number so they can conduct background check through Evident ID or Pinkerton, and we're going to get it moving forward, okay?
Yeah, you know, you're going to make sure my information is secure, aren't you?
Absolutely. It's going onto a secured server through the, it's not coming through us, but even if it was with us, it would be secured. It's through the secured server that Google uses through Pinkerton and Evident ID, which are two of the most top security firms that they use for background checks. So absolutely 1,000,000% safe.
Okay, now what was this about?
So your per lead cost is locked in at $18.67. Your lead cost for the minimum monthly budget is $244. So after you've been Google Guarantee approved and we get the ad going live, we contact you to set minimum monthly budget. They'll charge the $244 and then the leads will come in. $244 gets you approximately 13 leads at 3 leads a week. You have the ability to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit, Bernie, meaning if you want to get 8 leads in a week or 6 leads in a week, or if you get booked out and you need to pause the campaign, that budget rolls over to the following month. It's not an automatic monthly charge. It will only be charged once the budget's been exhausted.
Okay. Now these leads. I got to make sure I get the right lead, you know what I mean?
Correct. So they're going to be specific to your industry and the specific keywords, because for the electrical industry, we call that a vertical. There, you can take all of the keywords that we have available through Google Guarantee in there, or you can pick and choose and only take specific ones. It's really up to you and what the needs of the business are. Now, the other cool thing is unlike any other lead source that you've experienced, like if you've done Home Advisor or Angie's or Thumbtack or any of that kind of stuff, the difference is with this, instead of being handed a phone number and being told, hey, here you go, here's a lead for you to chase down, Bernie, and we wish for the best, that's not how this works. The leads call you directly. They've gone to Google, they've selected you, they're choosing to work with you, they contact you directly. If it's not a qualified lead, meaning if they don't request pricing and estimate over the phone and you give it, or if you don't set face-to-face appointment with the client to give estimate face-to-face, you are not charged for the lead. If it's a sales or solicitation call, that is an unqualified lead. If it's somebody seeking employment with your company, that is an unqualified lead. If they're requesting a service that you don't provide and it's not listed on your service profile, an unqualified lead, not charged. If they're requesting,
yeah,
the calls are recorded. All the calls are recorded specifically through a call tracking phone number for authenticity purposes. So Google built this service with these ramifications and things in place in order to trump all other pay-per-lead services, because they know what you guys have been through. That's why the lead cost is locked in and it doesn't fluctuate. That's also why they have the Google call tracking phone number record all the calls coming in specifically for Google Guaranteed. When your Google Guarantee ad is not live, you cannot be called on that phone number. There's no accidental charges, and all those calls are recorded. You have access to the calls. we have access to the calls, and Google has access to the calls. So if there ever is a dispute, all you do is contact me, and we will go ahead and get it disputed and get the money back, okay?
Okay, the other thing is, like I said, how do I determine the specific calls that I want? I don't want people to call me. They need a fix to change stuff because they can't afford to have me come to the doorstep or something like that. That's just a waste of my time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for what?
I
understand. What was it you said, though? I didn't catch it. It kind of cut out. For which,
you know, I don't need people calling me. They need a damn light fixture change.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. They can't afford me to come out.
Right.
To do
that.
So I need. Right. Wait a minute. I need specific jobs that are substantial,
right,
to where, you know, they can afford to have me out there.
Right.
You know, like my big thing is I'm really pushing generators.
Okay. We could definitely attack the generators. Under other, they have it listed here under other. So here's the keywords that are available through the Google Guarantee program. If you want to install light fixtures, install outlets or switches, relocate outlets or switches, replace or upgrade panel, repair panel, install electric car charging station, install fan, install outdoor lighting, remodeling, install security systems, restore power, install ground wire, and we also have other, which is where we can attack the generators.
Yeah, well, there's a lot in that, what you just said, that I wouldn't do, light fixtures.
That's fine.
Like that.
Yeah, you don't have to take those. If those are services you don't want, Bernie, we can literally put them on the negative keyword list, and you will not, they won't even come up on your profile. They will not come up on your profile whatsoever.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need. I want to get jobs that are good jobs, not
right.
Shit.
Right. Absolutely. And that's exactly what this is going to do for you, and that's exactly how this is going to work for you. This is going to be very specific with the type of keywords and the services that you're providing, and it's only going to send you the qualified stuff so that you're able to go ahead and secure it.
Okay, but once again, you guys, the homeowner or the customer will be calling you, right?
Calling you, correct.
All right. So what do you need from me right now?
Okay, so what I need from you right now is I'm just going to verify a little bit of information. I have the business address with the home office of 4182 Crawford Road in Dryden, Michigan, 48428. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have a business phone number of 248-236-8317. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you 100% happy with your website?
I got a guy working on it.
Okay, cool.
We can answer if he can't help, but
okay.
I'm going to see what he's going to do. But that's going to be attached to the website.
It's going to be in your profile, yes. The only reason I'm asking is if you're not 100% satisfied, we include a custom website design with the package at absolutely no additional charge whatsoever. If you were interested in that, then we would go ahead and include that. If you're happy with your website, then you keep your website.
Well, it's a bit to get rid of these websites once you have it, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So, I would say, let's just keep the one I have, and then I'll figure it out.
Okay.
You know, if this guy doesn't do what he's supposed to do, I'll find someone else.
You can always, if you own the domain, we can write the content directly to the domain. That's not a problem. We have the ability to do that as well, and that's an option that you can use at any time. So you can call in at any time or contact me at any time and say, hey, Amy, I actually want to go ahead and use the website now. Can I please get the website, and we'll get it going for you. And it's up and running very quickly, okay?
All right.
No worries. Okay, so for this, I'm looking over the website right now. I see the website with some of some of the services here. So let me just go ahead and verify with you what things you do want to be coming up for within these keywords. As I'm looking over the website, I see that you do offer the electrical car charging station installations. I see that you do offer rewiring for remodels and new construction as well. Yeah. Now, if I'm not mistaken, what you just said to me is that you don't want anything to do with installing light fixtures or repairs, right?
Yeah, in a residential application, because like I say, they got one fixture. It's going to cost them almost $200 for having me just to come out there, and they ain't going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. For just one, that makes sense. You know what I mean? You would want to have more than one taken care of at a time if that was the situation, right? Because it, I mean, your minimum would come out for that, right?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't leave the fixtures alone unless it's commercial or industrial stuff. That's a whole different ballgame.
Okay. Do you want anything to do with repairing or relocating or installing outlets or switches?
Yeah, that, because that can grow into something big there.
Okay. All right, hold on. Let me grab these three. Okay. Repair or upgrade panel.
Yep.
Replace, upgrade panel. Install electrical charging station installation. Install fan.
Install what?
Fan.
No, I want to stay away from fans.
Okay. Install outdoor lighting.
No, I don't want to do outdoor lighting.
Okay. The remodeling you do want, right?
Yep.
Okay, what about install security system?
No, I gave up my license for that, so that'd be no.
Okay, hold on. Right, hold on. New construction. What about a restore power?
Yep.
Okay, what about install ground wire?
I don't know what you mean by ground wire, but... Okay. Yeah, I guess you could put that. I'm not sure what the hell that would entail.
And then under I don't even know what ground wire is, so I mean,
it's just a single piece of wire, man, that you ground. I mean,
it's pretty simple. So,
yeah, I would probably say no on that one. I don't get that one, yeah.
Okay, all right. No worries. Hold on. And then... We have, give me just a moment here. Under other, I know you said you want generator, so generator install?
Yeah, backup generators or standby generator systems and portable ones.
Got it.
Yeah,
okay.
I just got done installing about 7 of those, so.
It's kind of like, I feel like it's kind of like water heaters for the plumber. Like it's like in and out, right? Like it's a quickie and you make a good amount of money.
Yeah, it's about a day and a half, put one of those in because you gotta run gas lines, stuff like that too. So
right.
It's about a day and a half. But yeah, they're quick and easy and you can make good money on them.
Cool.
Yeah. Because you don't spend a lot of time on them, you know?
Right. So you have the Michigan State Electrical Contractors License, correct?
Yes.
And you have the insurance for the company?
Yep, they do.
Beautiful. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do, Bernie, for the card we're putting on file to charge the $250 application fee today, is it officially Bernie or Bernard?
Bernard. That's my legal name, Bernard, but that's what's on the card.
Okay, is there any middle initial?
Yeah, Bernard A.
Okay. All right. And then the billing address, I'm assuming, is the home office, correct?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then let me go ahead and get this going. Give me just a moment. So what's going to happen is we're going to go ahead and charge the $250 application fee. And then, what are your hours of operation? When do you want the phone calls?
7 to 7.
7 to 7. Is that Monday through Friday? Is that Monday through
Saturday?
Monday through Saturday. Okay, Perfect. All right. And you can always update or change that. We just want everything to be consistent and accurate across the board. Okay.
Well, I want to reiterate, make sure you keep my information. I don't want nobody getting at it.
I promise you nobody will get your information. I promise you. Okay. We've been doing this 18 years. Nobody's ever gotten our clients' information. Not once. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
I promise you that. Yes, sir. So, Bernard is B-E-R-N-A-R-D.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. Hold on. All right, I'm ready for the card number, please.
5458.
Okay.
0094.
Okay.
9418.
Uh-huh.
0356.
Expiration month and year?
1227.
The three-digit code on the back?
332.
I need to set a security question on the account. This does protect your proprietary information. Therefore, if anybody ever calls you and you're unsure if it's Local Splash, ask for your security question. Anytime we call out to you, we're going to be asking for the security question. Security question is going to be your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
How about my first pet's name?
Which is?
Caesar.
Caesar, got it. All right. I have your permission to charge for the $250 application fee?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. We're charging now. The next thing I'm going to do for you is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to email. I'm assuming you prefer email over text, or do you want your, the application's going to come to you via email. What it's going to say, Bernie, is it's going to say Google Guaranteed Application. Okay, you're going to click on the link, and it's going to have you upload the business documents. It's going to ask for that specific information that we went over, and then it's going to say confirm and send in, it's going to submit the application. The next step in this whole situation is I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to set your client interview. Client interview is going to be very simple. Bonnie is going to contact you. She has a beautiful English accent. She's going to be contacting you. She's going to be going over the application and telling you what the next step is. It's very quick and simple. What time would you like your appointment tomorrow for client interview?
Let's see. What is tomorrow?
Or we can delay today if you want to get the application done between now and then.
No, I'm on a job right now, so I gotta have
Got it.
You know, so it'd have to be in the afternoon tomorrow, like around 5.
I can do between 5:30 and 6, or I can do between 6:30 and 7.
6 is fine.
5:30 and 6?
6 is fine. Yeah,
okay, I can do 5:30 and 6 or 6:30 and 7. Those are my two choices.
5:30 and 6.
Got it. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get that scheduled now. You should have gotten a text that's going to say Local Splash. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept client terms and conditions. This is just going to be something. You should have gotten that text, but I know that you're working right now. So tomorrow when I call you, I'll go over that with you to sign the terms and conditions. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. You're good to go, Bernie. Thank you for your time. Don't forget to get your.
Yeah. You're going to, make sure you leave me your information to your contact information.
Oh yeah.
So if I got any issues, I'm going to talk directly to you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 1,000,000% here for you. And if I don't have the answer, I'll get you in contact with Bonnie immediately. That line that I texted you, I'm texting it to you again. It's going to be my direct phone number and extension line. And then anytime you text in, you can just ask for me as well. Okay. Everything will come to me that you want. I've got you. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for your time, Bernie. Welcome to Local Splash.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.